walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one.
Hey, I'm Safia, and I'm powered by artificial intelligence. You might be wondering what artificial intelligence can do for you.
Popular news outlet has been publishing AI articles since November, and no one noticed. Most of these articles on BuzzFeed and even CNN and articles over at CNET are written by AI.
And right now, ChatGPT is rattling the AI world, turning out stunningly humanoid writing. Just ask Douglas Rushkoff, a renowned author and professor of media culture.
It is writing better than most of my students write at this point.
How does it work? ChatGPT has been filled, in a sense, with a massive amount of information. Imagine the biggest library you can, then programmed and trained by humans to process and spit it out in conversational phrases. And all that means ChatGPT, or more advanced AI like it, could replace people in all sorts of positions.
This could potentially save time and resources, but it could also lead to a loss of personal connections and a decline in the quality of these types of interactions.
We know that because everything Rushkoff said just there was written by ChatGPT.
So basically you write one article that's 10 pages long, and then it gets recycled into thousands of other articles that are a page, two, 3 pages long, and the AI just moves them around. And I remember seeing articles I could tell didn't quite make sense and didn't have names on them, or had names that I'd look up that don't exist.
The clear and present danger of disinformation is our conversation here this afternoon. It follows a session just now about disrupting distrust. And of course, those are connected. So I hope that's where we can start.
Think about how we just calmly discuss the fact that, oh, AI for many years secretly is writing news articles with information, with disinformation it's fed. That way you don't have a reporter that can come back later and say, I was told a lie, or you can't even basically expose the person. It's following orders. It doesn't have a conscience. They won't ask questions. They will follow criminal orders, and they could have their memories wiped.
What must be what? What must be what? What must be what?
Think about cell phones. Until cell phones and until iPhones and smartphones came out in the last 15 years, I could remember the phone number I had when I was a teenager. I could remember my grandma's phone number. I could remember some of my girlfriend's numbers. Because I was trained, we were all trained, to commit numbers to memory. So once I dialed a number two or three times, I could remember that number. You couldn't write it down, but you could just punch it into the phone. It was mental memory, a form of like muscle memory. I mean, go back to skeletons they dig up in ancient Africa, in ancient Europe, in ancient Asia. The people they estimate were twice as strong as they are today, and a man from 5,000 years ago in England, or a man from 1,000 years ago in Africa, or a man from 6,000 years ago in the Middle East, was twice as strong as the average man today, just with their genetics.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
Now we're becoming softer and softer and softer, and the televisions and the dopamine and the smartphones on record have lowered the average human's attention span in the modern world to less than 14 seconds. The attention span of a goldfish is about 16 seconds. So what does it mean when humans are taken out of the equation? Well, it means we become, by action, obsolete.
The narcotics that you call literature, poetry, essays of all kind, all of it an opiate. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
What qualifies as hate speech, as illegal hate speech, which you will have soon also in the US. I think that we have a strong reason why we have this in the criminal law. We need the platforms to simply work with the language and to identify such cases. The AI would be too dangerous.
I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
In the year 2000, Alex Jones's film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, showed the world how our so-called elite leaders practice mock ritual sacrifices in private.
Midsommar sets us free.
In 2007, Alex Jones releases Endgame, exposing the world elite's plans for covertly using biological weapons against all of mankind. And by the time they launched their attack in 2020, Alex Jones's InfoWars and our audience were there to warn the people of the deadly vaccines that we knew were coming. This is why they attack us. This is why we need your support. Because we tell the truth. Alex Jones was right. Join the resistance this Tuesday, all day long. The Alex Jones Was Right Marathon. Join us in the fight for freedom and help us defeat the New World Order.